Hello, my beautiful lovelies. I am still practicing until I decide to go live and take sessions. So this is just like practice. All right, lovelies. I have been getting a headache when I did this. This came to me. I've also been doing, you know, a lot of writing too, just to get everything down that has been coming my way. So the energies that I've been feeling, and whenever I have been trying to get this completely out, I feel it right now. Like, it's been heavy. It's almost like a lump in my throat. You know, like when you start to cry, or like you get very emotional and you try to talk at the same time, and you get like this hard like lump in your throat and you can't quite communicate. That's what I feel. And what I'm feeling right now, before I like pull a card, because I only pull one card, I don't do like a lot of cards. Oh, here it is again. It's like this heaviness. It feels like I have a headache, and it almost feels like someone is like sitting on my chest. Almost like there's like this burden of truth that needs to come out. And it's really overtaking, and it's really sad. I don't know what it is. It's like someone needs to be set free. And it's really sad. These are places that I know because I've been there before. So the things that were like downloaded into my heart, into my soul, was like the energies that I've been feeling. And if this is you, let it resonate. If it's not, then it's not for you. Or maybe it's for someone else that you need to tell it to them. Sometimes we are the vessels for someone else to speak for them. I am a light worker. I am here to bring light, not darkness. And that's what I'm here to do. What I'm feeling is someone who was saying that I'm done being afraid. And for someone who was saying that I've been afraid for far too long. Again, if this resonates, let it resonate. If this is someone that you know that's in your life, or a friend, please set them free. Let them know that they don't have to be afraid anymore, and that you're there for them. Okay, we need other light workers to be in the world to set people free and to walk them to their light. Okay, this person that I or collective of people. This could be a collective of people as well. I'm done being afraid. I have been afraid for far too long. Thank you. I get like a picture of a mouse who's just like kind of like trapped in a corner, and they've just been afraid for far too long. They've been afraid, they've been scared, and they're not really a mouse, but it's like their soul has been a mouse. It's been like shrinking, shriveling down, because they've been so afraid, they've been so scared. And you wonder like, why am I so afraid, why am I so scared? And it's like, I stay in this state of being afraid, I stay in this stagnant state, because it's like a stagnant state, kind of like water that's just been sitting for far too long. You know, I stay in this state because this is the devil I know. I know this devil. So I stay afraid. I stay in this stagnant state because this is the devil that I know. Even if other people may know my truth, or even if I may know my truth and I don't want to stay in this stagnant state, this is the devil that I know. I'm comfortable here. So I'm just going to stay stagnant here and just float in this water. And I don't want to disturb this water. And not only that, but I don't want people to come into this water and disturb it either. I'm happy just chilling right here. But the thing about stagnant water is that, you know, it may look like it's calm on the top, you know? Like stagnant water may look like it's calm on the top, but underneath it, there could be some alligators and crocodiles and piranhas that are underneath. So it may look like it's all good on the top, but there could be something evil lurking below. Something bad lurking below. Some things you need to take care of. The roots beneath the stagnant water could be the thing that's holding you back. You may look like it's all good on top, but underneath it could be a whole mess that needs to be straightened out. So I've been afraid for far too long. Oh, it's so heavy. But I stayed because this is the devil that I know. I know these piranhas. I know these crocodiles. I know these alligators. I know these demons. I know these addictions. I know how to handle these mental health crises. I know how to deal with this. So I stay. Because this is the devil that I know. And along with being afraid, I stay, and it's sad, but I'm afraid to reach out. I want to reach out. I want to find someone to reach out. I want to reach out and find the light, but I don't know when. I don't know where. And if I do reach out, what will people think? What will people say? Will people think I'm a liar? What will happen? Again, it goes back to the devil.